I'm Marty Moscoe-Wayne. Welcome to Radio Times. How many people can trace their family roots back to colonial America, to before the signing of the Declaration of Independence? Our guest, WHYY's Karen Smiles, is the writer and producer of the documentary The Montiers, an American Story. And it's an extraordinary story about an African-American family who are the descendants of Philadelphia's first mayor, Humphrey Maury, who was appointed by William Penn in 1691. The film has generated a lot of excitement about what the Montiers reveal about life here in the Philadelphia region. In fact, you can watch the film this Friday at 8:30 on WHYY-TV, on WPVI on Sunday, April 8th, and it's being shown at Arcadia University on Wednesday, April 11th, followed by a question and answer session. Well, I have some questions for my WHYY colleague, Karen Smiles, who joins us on Radio Times. Karen, nice to have you with us on Radio Times, and nice to have you with us on the radio.
Thanks for having me, Marty. This is a little unusual, but of course, I'm one of your biggest fans, so I'm really glad to be here with you this
morning. Well, we're really happy to have you. And to our listeners, especially if you have seen the film or if you have any questions or your own comments about it, you can join us at 1-888-477-9499. You can also send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. I do want to get to this history, but I want to know about you. How did you find out about the Montiers?
So back in 2009, I first learned of the Montier family when the portraits of Hiram and Elizabeth Montier first came to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. I learned from a press release, like, you know, we both get millions of those every day.
Exactly.
And it was a story that just grabbed me because as a native Philadelphian and a resident of Cheltenham, this was a story that I had not heard prior to this. So I was just totally taken with it.
Those portraits are at the art museum, so people can actually go and see them. And who they are seeing is Elizabeth and Hiram Montier. Tell us about them, and then we'll shift back to the beginning.
Okay. So Hiram and Elizabeth Montier were descendants of William Pickens, who is featured in the film and who we'll talk about, I guess, a little bit. But the portraits were wedding portraits that they had done in honor of their wedding. And of course, the portraits were so unusual because they were of two African Americans. And anyone who has seen the portraits are something that would not typically have been done of African Americans of that period. And Hiram and Elizabeth, in the portraits, they basically, as I said, there are very few African Americans who had portraits of this caliber done at the time.
Which clearly tells us these were people of means, of some kind of means.
That's right. And in the portraits, there are several things that Hiram and Elizabeth do to make sure that you know that they are people of means. They're both seen holding books to show that they were literate. And for African Americans of that period, maybe they were not. Elizabeth is wearing a cross to show that she has faith. They are both seen in a lavish dress. So these are things that are very unusual for African Americans of that period. We just weren't seen in that way.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. Humphrey Maury comes to Philadelphia. He becomes the mayor of Philadelphia, appointed by William Penn. This goes back to the 17th century. He was a Quaker. He was also a slave owner. And I think for some people, they can't reconcile being a Quaker and a slave owner. How unusual was that?
You're right. So for most of us in school or whatever, we've heard that Quakers did not own slaves. But of course, that was not true. And many early Quakers, especially when they first came to the United States, they did own slaves like everyone else. And Humphrey Maury came from England. He was a friend of William Penn's. And like Penn, he was fleeing England because Quakers were basically persecuted. So he comes to Philadelphia and he is appointed the mayor of Philadelphia by William Penn in 1691, and he serves a 10-year term.
Wow. Wow. So this goes way back. Now, his son, after he dies, his son, I guess, what, inherits the slaves? And what does he do?
That's right. So his son, Richard, after Humphrey passes away, inherits the slaves that were owned by the Moray family. And Richard decides that he is going to free their slaves. However, a number of them do stay on as servants. Cremona was a servant in the Moray household. She was young and lovely. Richard Moray was a bit older than Cremona. Richard falls in love with Cremona. And they, of course, could not. It was not a traditional marriage because, of course, they would not have been allowed to have married because Cremona was African-American. But they do set up home in Cheltenham. They have five children, and Cremona takes the Moray name and becomes Cremona Moray, his wife.
Are there letters? Are there documents? Are there ways to know about this, that he loved her or she loved him? Do we know this?
Well, I think obviously he loved her in some respect. There are some debates. William Pickens, of course, likes to say that this is a total love story.
And these are his ancestors.
These are his ancestors. Although Richard did have a wife named Anne at the time. However, after he begins living with Cremona, Anne, and they also had one child, supposedly they had a son, Anne and the son pick up and move back to England. And so Richard and Cremona are living in the Cheltenham area with their five children. They're living among their friends who are primarily Quakers as well. And so they were known and accepted throughout the community as a couple.
Now, what's interesting is when he dies, then he gives her or wills to her almost 200 acres.
That's
Does
right.
that tell us something about
I think so.
Him?
If a man leaves you 198 acres, I think that tells you that that he loved her, you know, in some way. So Cremona, of course, gets 198 acres, which is just unheard of for an African-American woman at that time, which made her probably the wealthiest woman in African-American woman in the Philadelphia area with this 198 acres. So Cremona continues to live in that area. Of course, her children have children, and that they pretty much establish themselves and stay in the Cheltenham area for hundreds of years, basically.
Well, in this film, we do see a home that was built. It's a beautiful home, I have to say. And there was also another home that was built basically in the same area in Cheltenham where the family lived for a while. And you mentioned Bill Pickens, who's featured very much in this film because he is related to these people. He is the family historian who has pieced this story together. Tell us a bit about him.
So Bill Pickens is exactly what you see in the film. Bill Pickens is just incredible. Bill was a history major. He attended the University of Vermont and was one of the first African Americans to graduate from the University of Vermont. And history has always been very important to him. So he's kind of become the family historian. And from a very early age, he began collecting photographs and the paintings and documents so that he could make sure that he could pass these materials down through generations. Of course, this is something that's pretty difficult for anyone to do, but there are probably very few African Americans who can actually trace their families back more than a couple of generations, let alone back to colonial times, and to have the documents to prove this, as you see in the film.
Absolutely. And what are some of these documents?
So he has the document. One of the later descendants, one of the children that's a couple generations away from Cremona and Richard, actually takes some land in Cheltenham and establishes a cemetery. Of course, African Americans and slaves were generally put in potter's fields or, you know, whatever. You certainly weren't allowed to go to the local cemetery and be buried as white Americans would. So he purchased purchases land to make sure that the Montier family members will be able to have respectful burials. So Mr. Pickens actually has the original deed for the purchase of the land for this graveyard that existed in Cheltenham. He has birth certificates. He has wedding certificates. He has Elizabeth Montier, who was in the portrait. He has her original Bible. It's just incredible that this family was able to maintain these materials. Anyone who knows, who has gone to clean out their grandparents' home or their great aunt's home or whatever, knows that you probably don't have, you know, these things. So he's done a wonderful job of documenting the Montier family.
Does it tell us something even beyond this family? And I'm sure it was unusual for them to have land, to have status, to have wealth. Does it tell us something about upper class African Americans or people of some means or some wealth living here in the Philadelphia area?
It does. Of course, the Montiers were not a typical African American family in many ways, beginning, of course, with Humphrey Morey. Going up to Hiram and Elizabeth, Hiram Montier was a shoemaker. He had owned a store on Chestnut Street in Center City, Philadelphia. The Montiers later on, Bill Pickens' grandfather was one of the first African Americans to attend Yale University and helped found the NAACP with Du Bois. And it continues. So this, of course, is not a normal or average African-American family in any way. But there are lots of families like this, and I think that's the whole point of this story. We don't hear about these African-American families, and there are several of them in Philadelphia.
Well, you know what's so interesting is just the response to this film. There's been a lot of excitement, lots of discussion about it. City Hall did something to recognize the Montiers. Are you surprised by that?
I am surprised that.
Probably happily surprised.
I am happily surprised. As I said, when I first heard this story back in 2009, I was very surprised then and amazed that no one had done anything with this story. And last year, when Bill Pickens reached out to me to basically ask me if I would do something, you know, I was flattered. And I couldn't believe that no one had done anything with this story. Of course, there have been dozens of stories about the portraits coming to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. And over the years, a few people have written articles. But for the most part, the entire story is not out there. And if you see the program, you'll see that there's still so much more to this story to be told, more than the half hour that I was able to give. So it really has been surprising and overwhelming. And another wonderful thing is that getting the story out there has enabled us to add to the story. We've had so many people send in letters and emails and things saying, well, I'm a member of the Montier. We had someone who sent us an email and told us that they know where one of the family members is actually buried.
So
it's very exciting.
Detective story. Karen Smiles, thank you so much for joining us today on Radio Times. My colleague here at WHYY, and we've been talking about her film, The Montiers, An American Story. Again, you can watch it this Friday on WHYY TV, this Sunday on WPVI, and you can go to Arcadia University April 11th, Wednesday, to see it, followed by a Q&A. Karen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Talking about turmoil at the VA after this very short break. We'll be right back.